Rhode Island struggles to regain jobs lost in the Great Recession that began with the Wall Street crash of 2008. The contrast with Massachusetts is stark. In that state, unemployment's down to 4.5%, and more than 13,300 jobs were created in January, compared to just 300 in Rhode Island. All the experts point to long-term trends, like the loss of manufacturing jobs in textile and jewelry. Another factor in the most recent dip was the wreckage in the housing market, where thousands of construction jobs were lost. Add to that the failure of state government to invest in infrastructure repairs that both attract business and put people to work. While everyone agrees on the diagnosis, there isn't a consensus on how to move forward. Republicans and some of the business community are upset with Democratic Governor Gina Raimondo's effort to raise truck tolls and put the money into improving roads and bridges. Yet it seems that the governor, and particularly House Speaker Nick Mattiello, deserves some credit for trying to address this yawning need. Some in the business community argue for a tax cut, but taxes are not the end-all and be-all for attracting high-tech jobs. Massachusetts is not a low-tax red state, and California has the highest taxes and strongest environmental regulations in the nation. Both of those states have flourishing technology hubs. Tax cuts in Rhode Island, advocated by former Governor Don Cachiri and General Assembly leaders, did nothing to help the economy and led to less investment in education and roads. So what's different about Massachusetts? John Simmons of the Rhode Island Public Expenditure Council, a business finance research group, points to education. Massachusetts has invested in improving and measuring public schools for more than two decades, and the results are paying off. Anybody who drives through Fall River, New Bedford, Lowell, or Lawrence can see that those old factory centers aren't doing as well as many cities in Rhode Island. Yet Simmons says RIPEC is finding that even in parts of Massachusetts that are struggling, test scores are higher than in similar Rhode Island communities. Boston has become one of the nation's most vibrant cities. Its flourishing economy, based on a reputation as America's premier college town, can't easily be duplicated in our state. What Rhode Island can do is ratchet up investments in education. A first step would be to ensure that we keep measuring student progress to make proper assessments of what needs to be done. This means standardized testing, not necessarily as a graduation requirement, to figure out where students are falling short. Then, let's put more money into higher education, which we know pays off. Do you really know many well-educated or highly skilled Rhode Islanders who are out of work? The Assembly and the governor ought to provide some incentives for the public education bureaucracy to raise money. Why not challenge Rhode Island College and the University of Rhode Island to match public financing with alumni and private sector contributions? Allocate an extra $5 or $10 million to RIC and URI for in-state scholarships with the requirement that they match the state money. Raimondo and Assembly leaders have done a better job of late in pushing Rhode Island as a place to do business. Some business taxes have been cut and regulations are being addressed. The state budget, always in precarious balance, has stabilized a bit since the 2011 pension overhaul. Simmons says the tiny Rhode Island will always be dependent on growth spilling over from Massachusetts, and the regional and national economy will, of course, have an impact. As well as learning from Massachusetts, Rhode Islanders need to be patient. That may sound harsh to a worker stuck with stagnant wages or no job at all, but nothing difficult ever changes overnight.